Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Isabella McLeod. She's an author as well as a former nurse. Isabella, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher. Thanks for having me.
So first, let's talk about your former career as a nurse. I'm always inspired by nurses and doctors and anyone in the health profession, frankly, because it's such a needed skill to learn. And for you, what inspired you to be a nurse?
I was kind of wanted to be a nurse, I guess. So just since I was four, I kind of had a calling for it, I guess. And I always loved helping people and just thought medicine was really interesting. So I kind of always had that in the back of my mind. I had some health issues as a child with asthma, so I was in out of the hospital quite a bit. So I kind of was around that medical profession. So I really, just felt more of a calling for it. And when I went into it, I just really enjoy interacting with people and helping people feel better, basically. So
that's great. Any favorite patient stories that you can share with us?
Oh, I have lots of them, but just basically, I used to work in the burn unit, so there's all kinds of interesting stories there. And my background is dermatology and plastic surgery, medicine, and ophthalmology. And the burn unit was my absolute favorite spot to work, actually. So I would say I loved.
Just pick one story about one.
One story. I was in charge in the burn unit, and we had five burns come in, and I was in charge. And we had helicopters landing on the top of the roof, and we had to call in all the extra nurses, the doctors, pharmacy, you name it. We had to call in the entire hospital to deal, and they were all had to be intubated, and we had to set up lines in every one of them. And it was so stressful, but I handled the entire thing, and I was extremely proud of myself by the end of the night. And
did they all come out alive?
They all survived. We had a great team, and it was an intensive care setting, so we knew exactly what to do for all of the burns, but it was quite intense. So we had to
what happened to them? How did they get burned?
It was a big apartment fire, actually. So that was the most exciting thing I think I've ever been involved in with as far as nursing goes. Yeah.
No, that's why I asked these questions, because I want our listeners to really know and appreciate nurses or anyone in healthcare, frankly. And in your case, you wrote this book. It's a fiction book, but it's also based on some nonfiction type stuff. So tell us the book about Nano.
Okay. Well, my first book was Metamorphoses, but and then the follow-up was Nano. Did you want me to mention that first?
Well, more than about the nano, because it relates to the health and how we can all be healthier.
Okay. I believe there's a lot of nanotechnology that's in our environment, basically. I believe it's probably being used in GMO foods, cosmetics, a lot of things that you probably don't think that they're in, paints, basically. And I don't think there's a whole lot of research going on about exposures to that in the environment. So I'm kind of want to bring awareness to maybe being careful, like what you do put into your body and what you do put on your skin. Probably look more into those, the ingredients of the things that you're using in everyday life. So that's kind of what, you know, because basically, Morgellons is the illness that I have. And they sometimes think it has to do with, a lot of the things that were GMO foods, a lot of, different things that we're ingesting and applying to ourselves. So I just kind of want to bring more awareness to that, I suppose.
No, that's great. Why is it even called Morgellons?
Basically, I guess the history of it, it's basically a multi-system disorder, and the history of it, years ago, it came from 17th century French texts describing the disease where you had black hairs emerging from your skin. And then in 2001, a woman Mary Laiatu developed symptoms. She was a biologist, and her son developed symptoms, and looked at these fibers and specks under a microscope, and the doctors didn't believe her about her son, and she eventually started the Morgellons Research Foundation. And after a few years, the CDC began receiving hundreds of phone calls and started investigating in 2006, and they finally came up with with, they just called it more gelins basically due to this Mary Laleto.
Interesting. Yeah. So we're talking prior to the podcast where, again, so many of us will have to go through some health challenges and issues, and you're obviously a nurse. And how do you deal with that if you have this condition where people don't even believe that that's real, perhaps, right? So when you first got, were you even diagnosed, or you?
I was diagnosed. I actually went to California from Canada, and I saw a physician who in 2009 who was actually dealing with people who had it, and that's why I flew there, because she was one of the only physicians, because initially that's where most of the cases were in California. So I actually, they think it's related to Lyme disease. So I flew down there into outside of Los Altos into San Francisco, and actually had a lot of blood work done and saw her and showed her the material that was coming out of my skin. And she said, oh yes, I've seen this before. And then had a lot of blood work done, and I came back with Lyme disease, came back with, which was Borrelia burgdorferi, which is one of the basic major Lyme bacterias, and Bartonella, which is a co-infection of Lyme. Which is cat scratch fever.
And what is Lyme disease? Like, you get that?
Lyme disease, basically, you get it through a tick bite. I live in the woods, and I think I might have gotten bit by a tick either walking through the woods, or actually had a cute little dog that used to run all through the woods and then jump in bed with me. So, and most times with Lyme disease, it's the Borrelia bacteria, Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria, which have spirochetes. And if you don't get it diagnosed immediately, you're getting into trouble and end up with like a chronic Lyme disease, which is still trying to be recognized right now. And all the spirochetes, which is microscopic bacteria, kind of go all through your body. And if you don't get it right away and take some antibiotics, you can get very sick. And I did get very sick with it. I ended up having a heart failure and,
wow.
Having anemia, and I couldn't get out of bed for 3 months. So it was very, and I had a 4-year-old at the time. So it was very challenging, and I was working full time as a nurse. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
really difficult. So, yeah.
So how do you go through those things? Because ultimately this podcast is really about hope and inspiration. Now you have this challenging condition. So Isabella, what did you do during those times? I mean, what do you encourage our listeners if, let's say, they have a similar situation? What did you do for yourself?
Well, I listened to yourself is what I would do. I didn't have any blood work that was really coming back abnormal when I was going to my doctor sick with these fibers coming out of me, and I didn't feel well and I couldn't get out of bed and all that. And then I kind of just did my own research about Morgellons. I researched a physician that knew about it, and I went and saw her, got the blood work done, and she put me on multiple antibiotics. To the point where I ended up in liver failure as well from that. So I had quite the things going on there with me, but I basically followed my own intuition because I was a nurse. I knew there's something very wrong with me because I had the medical background. Also, I knew my own body. I was very healthy up to that point, and I was looking after my daughter and my son. So I'd say if you don't know what's going on with yourself, and a physician's not assisting you, you're going to have to go down your own pathway and just listen to your own body and do your own research. And that's what I did. And I'm glad I did, because I ended up having an enlarged heart and I didn't even know about it, and flew back from San Francisco on a plane and ended up the next day in eMERGE and had to get my heart shocked back into rhythm. So
wow.
If I didn't listen to myself, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. So.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you sharing your story, Isabel, because like I said, all of us will have to go through some challenges with illnesses. And I appreciate you setting an example of how, what we can do, even though sometimes we rely too much on doctors. And in your case, you couldn't really, but here you are still, and it's great. So Isabel, thank you so much for sharing your story. How can our guests learn about you, connect with you, and read your books?
Yes, well, I'm on the LinkedIn website, and I have a lot of blogs that I've written on there. And I'm actually on the Wellness Universe, which is pretty an international website and has a lot of microscopic slides about the material that's related to Morgellons. It's with fibers and a lot of information. Charles E. Hellman Foundation has a lot of information if anybody is ill with that. They're doing the current research right now. So I'm pretty much on the net a lot. If you Google Isabella McLeod Nano or Metamorphosis or my books, so they'll pretty much send you to anything that you're interested in looking at.
Great. Isabella, thank you so much for being on our show today. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.